All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, we are in studio chatting today with Diana Olson, here to talk about the Garden Expo that's happening this Saturday. She's the Program Assistant Education Coordinator for the Poposia Conservation District. They're putting on the event, but before we talk about that, Ms. Diana, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thanks for stopping by. We're glad to have you here. And yeah, and also before we talk about the event specifically, can you tell us a little bit about the Poposia Conservation District for our listeners who don't know what y'all do?
Yes, we have been in existence for between 75 and 80 years. I always have to get my calculator out.
Been around for a while, yeah.
Yeah, we're here for the long haul, and we help people with their natural resources. Generally, they come to our office and they say, I know that I would like to do X with my property, but how can I get that done? Can you help me with just some advice? Sometimes folks come in and they would like some financial help, and we can help with that once in a while. But generally, we're just here to help. I tell people we are the helpful people. If you don't remember anything else about the conservation district, think it has to do something with natural resources, and they're the helpful people. So we will either be able to help you or get you going to the right agency or group that can.
Just as a nice informational resource that the folks have.
Yep, natural resource based, and we're just here to help.
Now, and you guys are going to be putting on the Garden Expo that's going to be this Saturday at Lander Valley High School, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And this is your one of your big, big events for the group, correct?
Yeah, right. So that's the big deal. This is our 10th anniversary, believe it or not. So there's a little bit of conundrum because of COVID on how that counts out.
Right, right.
But this is the 10th time we're putting it on. We had to skip a year. 10th anniversary.
10th anniversary. That's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at LVHS. What can you tell us about the event?
Well, I want to start with an overview because I think even though this is our 10th anniversary, some people out there that's listening may have never been.
Right.
So I just want to give the flavor of what this day is
like.
Yeah,
please do.
So there's two main components. There's the trade show and the educational workshops. Those are the big draws of why people come. You can come and go as you want. It's all free. It's family friendly. If you want to just come in and see what the vendors in the trade show have to offer,
okay,
that's great. And you'll get anything from advice to actual merchandise that they're selling.
Awesome.
And then the educational workshops happen every hour. They generally run about 45 minutes, and the schedule can be found on our website, which is poposia.org. And if you see our flyers around town, it is a two-sided thing, and the schedule is there as well. So I think probably what I would like to do is just kind of snapshot each workshop.
Oh, yeah, please do.
That,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking at some of them on here. I see growing apples, tree care, organic gardening. I'm interested in some of this stuff here, too.
Right. So one thing that's going to be discussed during a morning session at 9:30 in the auxiliary gym is the local food group's panel discussion. So there is going to be, CWC is going to be represented, Fremont Local Foods, Lander Valley Farmers Market, and the Wind River Food Sovereignty Project.
Okay.
They're going to sit and tell, you know, what they do, what makes them maybe unique, what makes them similar, what their mission is. And it's going to speak to people that want to be that producer in providing that produce, or they want to purchase it.
Okay.
So it's an opportunity to come listen to these groups, whether you're someone that's going to provide some food or you want to buy some food. It's coming to me that, you know, the CWC twist is that they have a farm incubator program, and it is designed to teach people how to be farmers. And so that's really great. Fremont Local Market, their big thing is that they really like to get local food as accessible as if you were going to the grocery store.
That's huge.
Yeah, and so my understanding is that they are planning on opening a storefront on Main Street in Riverton.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that is quite interesting. The Lander Valley's farmer's market, I think they shine in the way that they just try to bring together locally produced food in a setting that is welcoming to the community. And then the Wind River Sovereignty Project, they are trying to increase the supply of local, healthy, affordable food on the Wind River Reservation by supporting reservation-based food production.
And so having all of these groups together, just kind of that's a good brain trust right there.
Right.
Of a lot of people that are doing a lot of good for the community.
Right. So I do want to make it clear that it's for buyers and sellers. I think it's going to be quite interesting because some folks may not even realize how many mm-hmm. organizations are in our community that mm-hmm. are
I mean, I'm already learning a lot about it right now from you.
Yeah. And then next, let's talk about wildscaping, which basically means you are trying to landscape with the twist or the flair of making it a habitat for wildlife. And the speaker is Dennis Brown. He's coming from Cheyenne Landscape, and he's a nurseryman. He's going to talk about using native plants, native rocks, and how to orchestrate all that so that you can end up with wildlife-friendly habitat.
Way cool.
Next, we have a class that's called Oh Dear, We Have a Problem. And this is Griff Sprout talking about the pesky thing with our urban deer.
Yeah.
And even outside of town.
Yeah.
We love them. They're beautiful and all those things. But by golly, they can just really wreak havoc on your gardening and landscaping.
There's nothing that makes you want to take up hunting more than having some of your garden. You could be a vegetarian, vegan, but if they take out your, that happened to me 1 year, they left one pepper out of 8 different tomato, cucumber, and pepper plants. They left me one little tiny pepper.
Right, so you would be just a prime candidate.
Right, I'm going to go to this class. I need to go to it.
So Griff will share on ways to deal with deer on a plant level, which I suspect is going to be like choosing what you're planting, and a management level, which we'll probably be talking about fencing and, you know, that sort of thing.
Perfect.
The next, tree care, will be one of our workshops, and I think most people do value trees. That's not a hard sell. But to get those little guys growing and flourishing and keep them healthy, that is going to be the subject. Let's see. Next, growing apples in Lander Valley. This is going to be cool because the speaker is Jack States. I don't know if you're familiar with him, mm-mm. but he is from this area, knows it so well. He is so interesting to listen to, and he has an orchard up at Sings Canyon.
Okay.
And so
really knows what he's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about. Yes, he does. And he's been doing it for 50 years. So he is just a wealth of information. He's going to talk about management practices, different varieties, and what their designed uses are, and where to get them.
Okay.
That is going to be super cool if you're into growing apples. You're not going to want to miss that. Next, another workshop is the raspberry production and processing. The speaker will be Greg Jarvis, who has had Raspberry Delight for years and years. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but that is a long-term family in the area that has been raising raspberries for as long as I've lived here,
okay.
which is over 20 years, and I think they're way beyond that. He's going to talk about the different types and varieties of raspberries. I didn't really realize, like, how many are there?
Yeah, same.
That's going to be super interesting. And then he's just going to talk about the process of, you know, harvesting those berries and processing them to something like a syrup or a jelly or whatever. And he's an expert at it. He's been doing it as long as I know. So that's going to be good. We have Shannon Kelly from Sprouts Greenhouse talking about organic gardening. I think this is just going to be so interesting because I am, you know, familiar with the idea of being organic mm-hmm. as a grower, but I have no idea what it takes to get it there.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, how it's like how pure does it really have to be labeled organic?
To actually be labeled
exactly.
organic.
Exactly. Yeah. And what am I spending all that money on? Am I really getting what I think I'm getting?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be quite interesting. She's going to talk about the process that a grower has to take to become certified organic. She's going to talk about the benefits and the drawbacks of the organic system in place in the United States. And then she's also going to cover methods that you can apply to your own garden to go toward that more organic way. And then we have, as a keynote speaker this year, Scott Skogerbo, and he is from the Fort Collins Wholesale Nursery.
Okay.
The keynote talk is growing fruit in Wyoming.
And so, yeah, even when you said raspberry, I was kind of like, man, I mean, I've heard people growing their own grapes, but yeah, growing fruit in this climate seems one, I mean, at first, not impossible, but pretty difficult, but
yes.
People do it.
Right. Rightio. So his write-up says, growing your own fruit in Wyoming can be a challenge. Like, yeah. But he's going to talk about strategies and varieties and some growing tips on how to do that. We have a large, I think, segment of our community that's very interested in growing fruit in Wyoming. And then that same person is going to do a second talk. So he's also going to talk about plant propagation, which basically means the idea of taking one plant and how to propagate it and make more out of just this one parent stock. So things like cuttings and divisions and grafts. Scott will share his propagating secrets learned from his 30 years of experience in growing over 7 million trees and shrubs.
Wow.
So he kind of knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does.
I think he knows which end of the shovel. I'm going to read his bio. He is the chief propagator at the Fort Collins Wholesale Nursery. Prior to working for the wholesale nursery, he was the owner of a small nursery specializing in fruit trees and berries adaptable to our harsh climate. In his spare time, he is on a mission to locate and save important plant species deeply rooted in history. His claim to fame is his tracking down the last living apple tree planted by Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's like, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, tie to history.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So he is a very good speaker and has a lot of interesting things to say. He's even been to Fort Washakie looking at a historic apple tree and thinking, oh my, this could be, you know, something. So that's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I think that gives the overview. Again, the schedule's on our website, so you know.
What was that website again?
Poposia.org.
Poposia.org. Awesome workshops. I see that you're going to be having a kids' corner, petting zoo, concessions mm-hmm. as well. Sounds like a big family event.
Yep. So when it comes to the kids' things, a couple things, if you haven't been before, is that petting zoo. It's just a hoot nanny.
I bet.
One thing that's going to happen also this year is Ernie Shearwagon with the, oh gosh, I'm going to get this wrong. It is a racing pigeon union.
Okay.
I'm not getting it quite right. Anyway, he's going to have some birds there, and kids are going to be able to write a note to grandma.
Oh, cool.
Or whoever. Going to attach it to the pigeon.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ernie will release them, and then, of course, they will go to his home, and then the organization will mail it to whoever was the intended recipient of that little note.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Well, that's just a good skill. I mean, with the prices of everything, right, it might be cheaper to switch to carrier pigeon to communicate
yeah, exactly.
with people.
Uh-huh.
Well, geez, yeah, it does sound like a awesome event. A lot of things going on. You did mention there were a couple sponsors you wanted to talk about that you couldn't have done this without.
Rightio. The Laura Foundation has been outstanding. They support our community in general, and they definitely have stepped up with the Garden Expo with a very generous donation. And thanks to them, we were able to do several things special, you know, for our 10th anniversary. For instance, they are paying for our keynote speaker. And I'm trying to think. I lost my note on the other thing I was going to call out. Well, like printing the programs. Anyway.
Yeah.
They've just were very generous.
Well, Lore Foundation just does amazing things for everybody.
Yep. So I will call out now, it's coming to me. When people go to these workshops, it's part of a grant. And as part of that, we need to do evaluations. So that's fine. Anybody that's been is aware of that. Something different for our 10th anniversary and Lore's support is there is going to be this other survey. It's going to be something that you'd probably do on your smartphone. I think it's 10 questions. It shouldn't take too long. But by participating, you will be in a drawing for a $100 gift certificate from Sprouts Greenhouse.
Nice.
Now, that is quite motivating.
It is quite.
To a lot of us.
Oh, it is. I mean, I just started gardening back about 3 years ago. I mean, I look forward to my yearly spring, early summer, late spring Sprouts trip to... So yeah, I might have to enter in this as well.
Another thing that is unique to this year, being our 10th anniversary, we are recognizing vendors who have been with us from the very beginning.
Cool.
That was a big deal, because when this started, it was relatively small, and now it's up to 1,500 people.
You want to recognize the ones that have been there since the start.
They stuck with us from the start. And so we have 9 vendors. I'm going to call them out real quickly. It is Stotts Equipment, Sprouts Greenhouse, Lander Valley Farmers Market, Fremont County Weed and Pest, Pushroot Community Garden, Wyoming Game and Fish, Blowdorn Lumber, Sweetwater Gardens, and MR Originals. So if you come to the event, you're going to see these gold star balloons at these given vendors, like these random, like, what do these gold star balloons mean?
Yeah.
It will be explained in the program, but that's why
that's
they are there.
That's the visual signifier to let you know who the...
We are calling them perennial partners.
Perennial partners,
because they just keep coming back.
I like it.
Yep.
Well, was there anything else that you were wanting to get out to the community and the public about the Garden Expo, which once again, for any of our listeners who are just tuning in, will be this Saturday, April 23rd, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lander Valley High School?
Well, some other things that might bring you out just for a little while is the concessions.
Gotcha.
The Lander Valley Cattlewomen are known for their delicious roast beef sandwiches, and they will be one of our food vendors. And then we are going to have a food vendor that is just starting, as far as I know. I don't know how much she's even known yet, but she's the daughter of the owners of China Garden.
Okay.
And her food truck, her little tagline is familiar foods with a Far East flair.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you're the second person now who's brought up this this food truck that she just started. And, it sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to...
We're very excited to help her get on her
What's
way
the name
with that.
Of the truck, do you know?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, because it was the same last guest had the same issue, too. They didn't know the name of it, so...
Dadgummit.
We'll figure it out and make sure she gets some due props for that.
Great.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Diana, for stopping by here today. We look forward to that Garden Expo. And then what's that website one more time?
You bet. It's poposia.org.
Poposia.org. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and thanks for stopping by.
Yep, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.